Come here, let's talk. I'm Yvette Benton, the host of Submitted and Strong podcast, and I have a question. I have a question for each of us as submitted helpmeets, as submitted women of God that are also strong. I have a question. Do we hear God's voice? Can we hear God's voice? Do we follow the voice that we hear? I know we say we are listening to him, but are we truly understanding what we're hearing? Are we truly understanding what we're hearing? I had a talk with one of my spiritual daughters this morning, and it really prompted me to start looking into a familiar scripture. The concept was, God, am I really listening? And when I hear your voice, do I have a true understanding of what you're talking about? And how it came up, she and I were talking about making sure we hear God's voice, making sure we understand what he is saying. And Holy Spirit said, just like when there is a voice on your GPS, just like GPS. So I started thinking about when I'm in a car and I put in the destination. I don't know about you, but I put in the destination. And then I determine if I, how long it's going to take me to get to the destination. But what came out in our conversation today was, if for some reason I veer off and get off of the path that the GPS says, the voice on the GPS doesn't sound any different if I'm going straight to the destination or if I veered off and it's giving me direction back to my original starting point or where I went off. And that had us both like, oh my God. Sometimes we know we're hearing God's voice. So we're hearing God's voice. We know it's his voice. He's telling us to do certain things. But is it that he's telling us to do something because we veered off and he's trying to get us back? Or is he telling us to do something because we truly are on the perfect path to our destiny and our purpose? That thing has me just really like, Lord, have mercy. Are you talking to me from the reroute or are you talking to me from the straight route? Oh, Jesus, are you talking to me from the reroute or are you speaking to me because I'm on the right path? I'm on the perfect path. I'm on the straight and the narrow way. So a familiar scripture came to mind and I had to look it up. I had to look it up. John 10, I know you know where I'm going. John 10 and 27, John 10 and 27. In the NLT translation, it says, my sheep listen. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Sometimes we're hearing the voice of the Lord, but if by chance we've gotten off point in our ignorance, in our disobedience, and even in being slow, because delayed obedience is still, yep, you finished it, disobedience. And since the sheep know the voice, but when I'm truly tapped in, I know his voice. I'm acting as a sheep, but what about when I'm outside of his will? What about the times that I wasn't listening because I didn't like what he was saying? Am I the only one? When I don't like what he's saying, I have to strengthen up differently. When what he's asking me to do is difficult, it takes me a little longer to get in line. When what he's asking me to do really does not please me, I have to do something with my flesh. Now, while I'm getting my flesh under subjection or while I'm getting my flesh under control, I could literally, concerning the GPS, be veering off my path. Because he's a good father, he's going to help me get back. I don't want to misunderstand that every time I hear his voice, I'm still on the right path. Every time I hear his voice, I'm going to my destination. Maybe one of the things we're battling is we're hearing his voice, but the GPS sounds the same. Once we turn around in the reroute, the voice still sounds the same. that can be a little scary when you think about it. Like, I don't want to have fear, but I also have to get myself together, because I, when I hear his voice, I always feel like, oh, I'm good. Am I the only one? Oh, I'm good. Because I just heard the Lord say. And when my spiritual daughter and I were talking, I also, what came up is, when I'm off the path and I have gifts and I have a calling, I can also be utilized by God, but it doesn't mean I was in the right space. That's hard to hear, because gifts and callings are without repentance. And if we truly understand that gifts and callings are without repentance, then that means even when I veer off, just because someone got saved while I was veering off and I was in my disobedience, just because someone got delivered, a lot of times we'll say, oh, yep, God wanted me to go that route because they got saved. God wanted me to go over here because this person got delivered. God used me over here. God used me on my job past the time that he told me to leave the job. So maybe I wasn't supposed to leave. No, maybe we were just disobedient. And maybe because we still have gifts, he can still use us. Our gifts still work. So we got to stop and think, wait a minute, am I hearing the reroute voice, or am I hearing the straight and narrow path? This scripture says his sheep. So we've got to pray more often that we remain sheep-like. We remain sheep-like, because when we're operating as sheep, then we're operating and hearing the voice of the shepherd and moving quickly, swiftly, forthwith. We're moving in such a way that we don't get off path and then get taken over by what starts to happen. What if I've been veering off all this time? What if I'm so far off my path, it looks right? What if I'm so far away from what God is asking me to do that he begins to use me off the path that I should be on? Have you ever turned and didn't realize you were going the wrong way? You didn't realize you were missing the mark, not understanding. And then you have to turn around, reroute, because we can turn that voice off, just like on the GPS. If you're anything like some of the people I know, no, I know a better way. No, I know a faster way. No, it's okay. Turn that off. I'm going the way I know. But sometimes the way we know leads us to traffic jams, leads us to detours, leads us to roads that are closed. Just because we know a way doesn't mean it makes it the right way. Just because we're familiar with it doesn't make it right. So that scripture reminds us that my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And since God knows you, we have to trust he knows the way. We have to trust that he knows the way better than we know the way. And they follow me. Lord, I pray that I'm following you and I'm not hearing the reroute voice. But if by chance I am, Lord, let the reroute voice take me back to the right destination so I can get myself back on path, so I can get myself into a place where I can be submitted and strong. One thing that happens when you are a strong woman of God, a lot of times you have gifts, you have callings, you have experience, but is it submitted to God? Is it submitted to his way? Is it submitted to the culture? Or is it submitted to the things we're used to? Or is it submitted to the things we've seen before? Because once we do that, we could get off path. And just because we hear the voice of the Lord, just because we know the voice of the Lord, just because we've heard his voice before, doesn't mean we're right in the right destination. Let's talk about that for a while. Let's think about that. Am I on the reroute or the right path? I'm Yvette Benton of Submitted and Strong Podcast. These are things we have to think about, talk about, ponder, pray about. and make declarations. I decree and declare we shall be on the straight and narrow way. We shall hear the voice of the Lord and the stranger's voice. We will never follow because we are his sheep. We know his voice. And even though our flesh, our culture, the things we're used to might take us on a detour, I'm declaring we will get back on path and not have to hear the voice of the reroute, but listen to the voice of the path of destiny.